podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
But Taunton hating it.
I didn't like it at the time or
right. Didn't enjoy the
Sam Campbell liked it though.
Can we drill down into what you found it repetitive?
Well, I just found like it was, I felt like we were gaslighting you and you were gaslighting us.
Yeah.
Because you were definitely wrong. But after a while, I was like, you are so adamant about this.
Yeah.
And then even like I'm Googling it and proving you wrong and you're just not agreeing with me.
But there's not, it's not something you can prove. I mean, you had some good numbers.
I had great numbers. But I feel like the only big argument you had was basically, who is more famous, John Mulaney or Sacha Baron Cohen? It sounds crazy. Your only argument was that he had 200,000 more. Oh, no, Mulaney had 1 million more.
200,000 more
Instagram followers. And he said he had hosted Saturday Night Live four times, which is not a metric of fame.
Well,
it's a relevant factor, but it's not enough to outweigh all the Hollywood movies. But surely, did we move the meter on that?
Mm.
Wait, what
is that still your view?
Oh, yeah. Did we change your mind at all? I was thinking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
After we spoke.
If you haven't changed your mind.
Surely you've come around a little bit.
No, I still have been thinking
you think
about
John
this.
Mulaney is more famous than Sacha Baron Cohen.
I did have one moment because I asked my 11-year-old brother if he knew who Borat was, and he did. And I was like, so maybe he's quite big.
Yeah.
Because, like, all generations know him. I didn't realize that. I thought my siblings wouldn't know.
Very famous,
but I thought it was just for, like, older people.
Interesting. You see it as older?
I thought it was it's purely for young people.
Like, I only told my... like my parents, because I thought, oh, they'll find it. It's cool. I didn't think, oh, my friends will think this is
awesome. So you don't think, I mean, it's, but it's one thing to respect and another to have heard of.
I was going around
fame
saying.
Fame isn't a respectometer.
No.
It's a familiarity.
Well, no, but that's what you were saying fame was. You were saying that it was about cultural impact.
Yeah, impact is not always positive and with respect. Being respected is only one way. But I think that those are different metrics. I think impactfulness is different from just like pure name or face recognition.
We're talking about whose name you could sell more of, and I think definitely not the name,
the face and the character.
You've
got to
have the face in there with Sasha.
Not the name.
Because the name is...
But I would even argue the face outside of characters is still more famous than Mulaney's.
Agreed. And the name. Yeah. His name.
Mulaney's name's iconic. Do you know another Mulaney?
What do you just mean in like, just do you know another name. Sacha Baron Cohen?
You think it sounds nicer than, that's not the relevant
thing. That's like the McDonald's argument. That's the thing he bought off the brothers that created McDonald's. It was like the name is the thing that will sell the burgers.
Totally.
He's got a good comedy name.
John Mulaney.
You guys both have a good comedy name. Tom Cashman, Sam.
Floyd Alexander Hunt.
Too long.
Takes up a lot of room on a sign.
Cambo forgot to mention on the last episode that apparently our names have the same amount of letters in the first and the last name.
An important point.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can't believe you forgot to say that. That's crazy.
I think Mulaney is, he's like famous in like, I think comedian circles and obviously a very famous comedian. Yep. But I wouldn't even say he is in the upper echelon of mainstream comics.
No.
I do think what you said was wrong in that I don't think
Sasha. Yes, I agree, Tom. You piece of shit.
Let's clarify which bit.
In the top 30 actors in the world.
I reckon Sacha Baron
Cohen. This is the one I was thinking about.
I did write a list of this and I easily found more than
30. Oh, did you?
No, I don't have it on me now.
I reckon Sacha Baron Cohen is top 30.
He might be top 30. I think I might have, in a drunken moment, been like, he's top 10. And then I was like, he's definitely not top 10.
That was the thing about arguments like this is like people get hyped up and like the vibe of that he's much more famous than John Mulaney, I completely back. And I think you're still very wrong. However, we were getting so excited. I think there were claims made that were probably a bit over the top.
But do you know what I mean in that if you told comedians that John Mulaney's coming to the store, I feel like the reaction would be different.
That's a very different question.
The reaction different to what are you referring to?
What happened?
There was nothing happened.
Okay, nothing happened.
That's true.
Nothing happened.
We're talking hypothetically.
Hypothetically,
John Mulaney was coming to a gig you were doing.
Yes.
You think comedians would be like, we've got to get
this
there.
This is a separate question about respect, and I also disagree on that, because I think Sacha Baron Cohen is one of the greats. He's the Charlie Chaplin of our time.
I don't know why you keep bringing him. I'm as to why you keep bringing him up in this hypothetical.
I mean, that was what the argument
was
about.
Comparing these two things.
Exactly.
But when I said bigger than John Mulaney, I was thinking like, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Seinfeld.
Sure. They're all bigger than Mulaney.
You were thinking of stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
I think Louis
but
even
that's not weird to think of
bigger.
In the comedy store.
Sorry?
That's not weird for me to think of that in the comedy store.
No, but I mean, I thought that you were saying that they were more famous than Sacha Baron Cohen.
I think they are. Eddie Murphy, Seinfeld.
Eddie Murphy is. Seinfeld. Pretty
I mean,
even.
Seinfeld's famous.
Seinfeld's got a book.
He's got a book. Yeah.
What do you mean?
All the things you bring up are irrelevant. It's crazy.
Two people have a book. Becky just released a book.
Yeah, she's huge.
She's famous.
Her and John Mulaney.
No, I mean, it has.
Big fans.
Totally.
Does Mulaney have a book?
No.
No, but he's all over the Daily Mail.
Yeah, so that's basically a book. If you add up a button enough.
No, Australian Daily Mail.
Yeah, but
not
UK
worldwide.
Daily Mail. He is still popping back off there.
But his ones are so boring. It's like Sacha Baron Cohen's going to the beach. John Mulaney is like, he's cheated on his wife.
This is only like in the
your
last
metric
month
of fame is how juicy the Daily Mail articles have been in the last month.
This in the
is,
last 10 years.
To be fair, that is a metric. But Mulaney, how many times could Mulaney have possibly been in it before the Olivia Munn saga of 3 weeks ago or whatever
recency bias. I remember saying that. Anyway, we're just rehashing.
Terrific points.
An argument that we already had. That led to a discussion of who the most famous people in the world.
I missed this.
Oh, that was
so we were talking about to get out.
Top five.
Yeah, who did you guys
most
have?
Famous people in the world. I think we agreed
on three.
On
oh, no, two.
Oh, we agreed on two.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. That's probably top. And then
the
Barack
Queen
Obama.
Of Obama.
I think
the
we
Queen,
both agree on them. The Queen,
famous.
I reckon, is up there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the Commonwealth. Big.
I just don't know what they're thinking about in China.
Well, that's the thing. And when
and
you're
so
when you're thinking about who's the most famous people, and I think first we have to define fame. I think it's if you show a picture and tell them their name, they can kind of know who it is. There's recognition and they can kind of vaguely explain who that person is.
Mm. And are we talking about alive people?
Yes, and alive.
That's
yeah, because we did start going,
yes.
Jesus.
Otherwise, you're
can I throw a name in?
Yeah.
Virat Kohli.
Oh, my
who's
God.
That?
So he's the captain
of... Wow, you don't even know.
He's the most... He's the richest sportsman in the world. He's the captain of the Indian cricket team.
So you've got a good billion there. Just
totally. Straight up, you have
pretty
a billion.
Much, like 95%
and then,
of Indian people.
And, see, but you're going to lose Europe and America.
You're going to lose a lot.
And
but
you've
got
China.
A billion.
Australia and New
yeah,
you're
going to
lose China.
I don't know about top five.
Maybe not top five.
I don't know about top 20. Oh. The top 100.
You're just who you like is so clouds your vision.
Like,
of when
you can't think
of
anything
questions.
Else. I think it's. I mean, straight up, you've got. So right now, we have certified a billion people like this guy.
Totally,
that's not nothing. That's 1/7 of the world.
No, it's not nothing.
So that's something to think
that's
about.
That's pretty good. But Xi Jinping.
And you've got
Xi Jinping,
argue,
Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, Kim Jong Un.
I suggested Kim Jong Un, but then maybe again, it's like
Michael Jordan was another one we said.
So I've asked two
Jordan
Uber drivers.
Jordan actually is fucking unreal because of the brand. The
branding.
Clothing brand.
You have to know his face, though, as well. But he's pretty famous, but has kind of dropped out of the spotlight somewhat. I think Cristiano Ronaldo.
I was about to say Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano. Just me in India being like, come on, mate. Come on.
She's
a star.
This is like me with John Mulaney.
Exactly. Yes.
No, but so you've got to think about, like, if you're in China or India, we've both been to India. Have you been to India, Floyd?
No, but I am dating an Indian, so I guess
that's,
I've got some authority.
Okay. You've been there in other ways.
Oh.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
You can leave if you want to leave.
Red.
But, so, like, there's a lot of the population, very poor, don't speak. I don't know if they would even know who Trump is. I'm going to,
no.
Do you know
so,
what I mean?
So this is then
and
the
same
question.
With China.
And I was speaking about this with my Uber driver this morning. I think the key to these top
where
people
you get all your data.
Is the name recognition.
It's better than the fucking Daily Mail when it comes to
exactly.
Who the best comedian in the world
he
is.
He was in the pool not cheating on his wife, so that means he's not famous because he's written a book and also hosted an obscure Saturday show that's
on
NBC.
You're trying to mock me. That sounds legit. When you're saying that out loud, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Generally, if you think things are smart when people are saying it in a dumb voice to make fun of you, it's not a good indication that the points they're making are top notch.
Okay, your Uber driver, what did he say?
Talking top five, we are considering who someone who's maybe illiterate, doesn't have a very good education, in like a country like India or China, who they've heard of on the international scale. Mm. And I think Trump, even if you can't read, like you kind of would
face,
have heard of him when you see a TV like gossip, what like see, oh the I guy would... who runs America, you've heard of America.
Yeah.
He's very memeable, red hair.
What
know?
About but Jordan? You would have seen his branding everywhere. And surely at one point you've been like Michael Jordan. Like, it's a, why is it Jordan? Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's come to you.
I think he's in top five.
Wow. I'm happy. Yeah. I just think because of the, I mean, you're a big fan. Like, simply just because of the name is much more than the face or basketballing ability.
But you've got to recognize the face, but I think a lot of them probably still would. Because they've, like, their curiosity has been piqued, as you say, by the brand, and then maybe they've seen a photo at some stage.
Yeah.
All you have to do is recognize. I think the Queen is also up there. She's on money, again. She's on money, memeable.
Yeah, she is. But even then, again, it's like...
Could you see a, China, could you recognize a front on?
India.
Or is it just side?
I don't. I think India, they still love the British India. A lot. I mean, but I'd say it's, like, only the upper echelons again, which is, like,
but even
20%
India,
of the country.
Are you saying India loves...
They still love the British.
They don't. They hate the British.
No, no. When you're there, they still have an affinity.
When you hate someone, you're still looking.
They still have an affinity to it, weirdly. They don't. I mean, but there's so many people that wouldn't even know
the Queen.
What the Queen looks like.
They would know the Queen.
In India,
who else dresses in those weird little hats?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you don't get to see the hats, how do you know the hats exist?
So then this is the question: with the photo, you show
the
person to see
the younger Queen.
What are they wearing? Yeah.
Oh right, what they're wearing.
Well, no, I'm asking you. Like, when you show the person, let's say you had a computer that showed everyone in the world, like, photo and a name. Do you recognize this person? What are they wearing? Do they have to be nude to make it objective?
I'd like them nude.
Jordan nude. We've got Trump nude.
Trump nude. Jordan nude.
The entire world has been traumatized today when we did a global survey funded by Tom and Floyd's argument and by making everyone look at Trump nude.
Obama nude would be awesome, actually.
You think?
He might have a good rig and a huge dick.
I reckon it's smaller than you think.
Yeah.
Why was Michelle's book so big? What'd that comment say?
What, you think the last three chapters were just like, fucking hell. I can't say why I'm pissed off, but I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Just frustrated. Why would that correlate with the size of her book, Floyd? Nothing's adding up.
Nothing's adding up.
Yeah, exactly.
I get my data from
books. Maybe she had time to write the book because she wasn't rooting him because his dick was too small.
Exactly. So small.
That's a great burn to have on any book tour. It's like, why aren't you fucking your wife, mate? You loser.
Oh, you wrote a book. Someone's not getting laid.
It means you're the most famous man alive, but also not very sexual.
Yeah. I
make a lot of conclusions.
Okay, so I'm pretty happy with the Queen.
Mm. The Queen, Trump.
Can I then say what the next thing that happened, which I don't think I've told you?
Okay.
Sam, what's your boyfriend's name again?
Noah.
Noah, terrible with name, sorry. Friend of the podcast, Noah. We're upgrading him to that.
I don't think Noah listened.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he does. Oh, okay, is it right implied in friend of the podcast?
I thought it was. No, maybe just affiliated.
Yeah, I mean.
Which he is affiliated to the podcast.
I like him.
Yeah.
No, I like him. He came to my show in Melbourne.
Well, exactly.
You do too.
Then he's friend of the podcast. He doesn't have to listen to be a friend. Anyway.
He might listen. We don't know.
I think if you're on, this is our
this
top
is our huge
spot.
To he's going to tune in and listen to the two arguments that he was.
He's like, I've heard
this is fucked.
That is a weird... Maybe that should be a way to get you to drink less, is you have to hear the conversation again that you had done.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Yeah.
And then
if you have
like,
to listen to a recording.
I'm going
to
lay off.
Yeah.
Although this is a bit more, maybe a better version of it, I'd like to think. But anyway, point is, Noah...
I think you were yelling at me more.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but you and Noah were yelling back. Don't act like you guys were just being like, we're
Sam
being bullied.
Sam was really getting into me.
You had it from both sides as well. Yeah, I got pretty heated there. But one of the things we were arguing about was Bill Gates was raised as being top five.
Who from? Whose suggestion?
Saran.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then Noah backed him up.
And both of them from the subcontinent of Asia, both of them agreed that, well, I was like, Bill Gates, look, you know, famous. But, you know, businessman, it's like, I know he was the richest man alive for a while, but like, is that inspiring? I don't know if that's top five. I feel like a sportsman would beat him or something.
Mm.
And they were like big in India. Like they love Bill Gates in India because they want to be Bill Gates. And I'm like, they're not going to be Bill Gates.
Bill Gates speak in India?
Well, I was skeptical.
Why? Does he go there a lot?
No, just he was like the first billionaire on their radar, wasn't it?
I think he was just a famous billionaire for ages, and they were
and
Indian
Microsoft.
People look up to him,
yeah.
And they're like, I want to be like him kind of thing. Because also India's got a bit of an emerging tech industry and stuff. I was skeptical. I think Noah originally said everyone in India would know Bill Gates, and I was like, that's ridiculous. And then he went down to 70%.
Oh, did he say
70% was where it landed.
One in two still seems huge.
It's still like rural India.
And they did say 100% because they were like 100% of the South Asians here. Like that night.
Here?
Well, since, sorry.
Oh,
at that
two
night,
people.
There were two people.
There was a lot of anecdotal evidence.
Well, you were getting evidence from your Uber driver.
Yeah,
so.
But it's in your support of you.
Okay.
basically, I get into an Uber and I'm like, oh, that'll be a fun chat. And this guy was Pakistani. I'm like, who do you think the five most famous people in the world are?
You said that to your Uber driver.
Yeah.
Can your Uber driver send you a message that they want silence?
What did you get? You couldn't see what the rating you got.
Yeah. No, you can't. Oh. Okay. Oh, we had a good chat.
What did he say?
He said, ooh, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Bill Gates.
Wow. He said Bill Gates.
Just boom, 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 like that.
Did he not have
like,
any,
fucking hell.
What were his other two?
Oh, no, and then that's all he could think of. He was like, those three, definitely. And I'm like, Bill Gates, really? He's like, people in India, Pakistan,
love Bill Gates. Oh, well, I wonder. I wish
couldn't have supported him immediately good. More. Wow.
Well, maybe
saying.
In China they know because of, like, you know, tech. Maybe they know Bill Gates in China. It could be Bill Gates.
Maybe.
I think he could be.
I just feel like he's. Like, he's uninspiring.
Oh, he's lame. All that money he donated to charity.
Although, to be fair,
although he did have a divorce,
he's in the,
Daily Mail.
By Floyd's. By Floyd's magic is the most famous man.
Check his Instagram followers.
No, oh, yeah, I don't know.
This is the thing.
He could be.
Not big on socials.
Yeah. Big. Is there anyone else, though, of like, that's not. It'd be cool if there was just someone like pure fame, like celebrity, like not a business or like leader. I guess Jordan's an athlete, but
oh,
I would
Kim
say
Kardashian, maybe.
You think Kim Kardashian? Kardashian?
Well, she's not the most followed.
Who's the most followed? Rihanna?
No, The Rock and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
they're
The Rock.
Kylie
The Rock.
Jenner
not
was
a
really
bad one. Because I watch movies in China and India now as well.
The totally, Rock. Exactly. Some Huge. Big Hollywood star. Also, just like memorable name, The Rock.
Do you know there's a town about 15 minutes like out of Wagga called The Rock?
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not famous.
Wow.
Not famous, but I did population about 1,000. Just thought I'd let you guys know about it.
There's also a rock in the center of Australia.
Awesome facts.
I feel like, look, anyway, The Rock's, anyway, what?
And you
look,
guys have the same number of letters in your last name as well.
Yeah, 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 which is one less than the word
right.
Rock.
Well. Let's start, shall we list the letters? So I've got T, I'll start with T.
No, we're not.
I've actually got T in my last name, which is pretty exciting.
I have
you
no,
do, twice.
Twice.
Oh, I was going to say, I have no T's in my name, but I do, Hunt.
So you're getting engaged with the letter thing and you're wrong about it.
Yeah, I've got too many names.
Lower. That's actually probably more interesting than just listing them.
Mm. Anyway, there we go. Well, so we got three, did we? With three we agreed.
Can I throw out my other ones?
So yes.
Please tell me your other ones.
I think The Rock.
Yes.
I think, no, you disagree, but J.K. Rowling. Maybe.
That's crazy.
That's
people
like,
wouldn't even know what
so
she looks like.
So many people. Okay, yeah.
She's a famous writer, but just she's so, like, from
top
the
five.
Most top, I mean, top 50.
Maybe top
50.
Okay.
Maybe.
It depends,
top
again, how you're measuring it, but I think we have established it's got to be face and name.
Well, if it's face and name and body, then it's Kim
and body.
Kardashian.
And body.
Oh,
yeah,
she's got a,
body.
She's got a hot body.
from neck down.
Could you spot from neck down?
I reckon
she's
Trump is still
Kim,
up there with that.
Kim. Kardashian.
Kim, Barack's out.
Barack's
you wouldn't
out.
Be able to tell. Jordan probably out as well. The Rock is still in.
The Rock's in.
Yeah.
The Rock
the
and Kim
body.
Are probably, I mean, they're the, when you think body,
wait,
that's
which
what you
Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. And are we nude? Are we nude
you
still?
Best, no, they have to be nude. I could, you nude. Could do, or you couldn't do Trump nude, actually.
Yeah, or even still, I reckon.
I reckon I could still work it out. I feel like I know.
Shape-wise, we've seen so much of his little.
If you
wobbly
got the
shape.
Bottom of the neck, it would help so much.
Oh,
as
if
well.
You got the
exactly.
neck,
yeah,
100%. If you got from you the chin neck. Down, 100%.
I think you get it. I think you get them as much information as possible.
I love those quizzes on magazines. You know where it's got like the.
Mm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just see the. Yeah, I'm
just looking. A little snippet.
Yeah. What, just their mouth or
yeah.
their eyes or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, just their mouth and their chin.
And you
got to
guess.
Yeah,
I'm bad at those.
I'm really good at
them. I don't like them.
So is that, wait, so what, that was it? What did we come, what did you settle on? What was your list?
Well, we didn't have a final list.
We didn't settle on one, yeah, no.
We didn't, yeah, we just kept arguing about the
send
queen.
Send in your submissions.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Yeah, I think. I
there's
think
lists online, but they're fucked. They're,
I think Jordan's
fake.
The only lock in my head.
Oh, and
I don't
Trump.
Think Trump.
Trump.
You don't think Trump.
I mean, Trump probably, but I just don't know what's going on in China.
Yeah, they know
they
Trump,
love,
man.
He loves China.
China.
More people.
You
in
just watch one press conference. Is like this guy loves China.
He says it funny, so he loves it.
He says he knows China. He says
knows
he's done more for China than any other president.
He speaks
fame
more about
is
China
Daily Mail
than
articles, and love is saying things in a funny voice. I know a lot about emotions.
No Australians made the list. Anyone's list?
Famous, most famous Australian.
Most
well,
famous Australian's a great one. It's got to be
Kathy Freeman.
No.
What?
I'm just
what?
She's a great runner. Great
Hugh Jackman.
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Okay, Chris can Hemsworth. I say, do you think Chris Hemsworth above Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
This is what we argue. He goes, no way.
I said about it even.
No, you agreed that Hemsworth's more famous.
Yeah, he didn't. He's gaslighting me right now.
I started being like, and then I went back to like, oh, about even though. I still think about even. Face and body.
He would be a body that you might be able to, because he's got the bigger. If he's Those in full condition, crazy. You might be like, I reckon that.
Although, skipped leg day.
Does he?
Recently. I think it's just his arms are so big.
Saying that he has got tiny legs.
Oh,
but
shit.
But don't you think it's just because his arms are so big, it makes everything else look tiny? I think tiny. So.
They're huge.
Because his legs probably are normal. Like, they're probably
bigger. Well, who cares about your legs when you're a movie star?
They're probably bigger than my legs.
Give us a look at your legs.
Let's have a look.
I've been going like this a lot.
All right, show us your legs.
And that I've never done a yah more than fucking
that's
Chris Hemsworth.
That's a real yah.
Yeah.
Probably has bigger legs than me.
Chris Hemsworth, you reckon the most famous Australian ever?
Ever?
Ooh. He's a bit new for me. I feel like old people don't even know who he is. They wouldn't be able to name him.
Well, then, like, that's someone in the middle, you reckon thing. Hugh Jackman?
I think Hugh Jackman is
the
more...
the boy from Oz. Yeah. Jackman, he does the singing, the dancing. He's done more lose famous. The ABC crowd.
I think Nicole Kidman, maybe.
Nicole Kidman.
More famous than Aussie. Chris Hemsworth.
Aussie, yeah. No. What about Aussie Kim Clijsters? Remember when we adopted her when she was dating Leighton Hewitt?
What about Kim
She was number
Clijsters?
One in the world.
I don't even know who
she's
that
not
is.
Even
she's a Belgian tennis player.
That day retired.
Who was
I think,
number one for maybe a year in 2005.
Maybe half a year. But Australia really embraced her at the time.
Oh, we love to adopt. Yeah.
Who do you think New Zealand's favourite, most famous
I mean,
person?
Russell Crowe, probably.
Really?
No, but we've claimed. I thought he is pretty much for all his. He's Australian now.
He's not the most. Wouldn't you say like Lord or Tyker?
Tyker, maybe.
Tyker's not more famous than Russell Crowe.
Or Lord?
Lord,
with an E. No.
No, Lord's pretty famous.
She's not huge. More than Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
I think you guys are underestimating Hollywood movies and the effect they have to make you globally famous. I think if you're a Hollywood star, A-list, in like the star in movies, that's how to get to like billions of people knowing about you. Whereas Lord is like big on Spotify. That's like still, that's only like five countries really, you know.
Really?
China doesn't know Lord.
What about Tyke?
You think in China they're going,
Royals?
Do you think does Russell Crowe even claim to be from New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does?
Mm.
I mean, he was born there.
Yeah, I know, but he just really seems to have turned his... He seems like the most Sydney person of all time. He's just hanging around all the time.
I think New Zealand
now.
Stopped claiming him after Les Mis. They're like, you know what we did? He's not
Oh,
ours.
My God. Yeah. Really?
Because he was so bad.
You think you're above Russell?
You think you're above
I'm
Russell?
I'm below John Mulaney, but I'm above Russell.
Did you see Taika... Is it Taika? Is that his name?
Taika, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taika Waititi. He... Taika Waititi... with titties, because he was...
Tucker with titties.
He was papped. Sorry, I've been reading a lot of
Rita recently. With Rita.
And with another girl.
Yeah, what's her name?
Apparently
Tessa?
Having a threesome.
Yeah, they're in a thruple, yeah.
But I looked... Was are they actually?
Tessa? I think he's with Rita.
Yeah.
I've often told you I've got a huge crush on Rita Ora.
Oh, right.
And,
sorry to hear it.
I know, so it's a
you
bit
didn't meet her in Sydney, though.
No, I rubbed shoulders with her once at the Arias.
Wow.
But she didn't
rub shoulders? What does that mean?
Like, literally, she walked past me on the red carpet.
I think, and I don't mean to be offensive here, that rubbed shoulders is like a saying, which means chatted to for quite a while.
Not actually physically
walking past her and she rustled past her. I don't think that means
Well, then
you
she
rubbed
literally
shoulders.
Rubbed my shoulder. Well, like, not even rubbed it.
Like,
she
clipped it.
It was a light touch.
Yeah.
Wow.
But neither would, like, she doesn't know about it. I big time know what happened.
Oh, you
big time.
And that would be an extremely autistic thing to then bring up with her in 2 years if you meet again.
Oh, I can't imagine.
We actually touched shoulders.
She was on a bike ride with Russell Crowe, weirdly, around Hyde Park one day. I saw her in the Daily Mail.
This is now the Daily Mail.
We're all reading the Daily Mail a lot. Like,
you get news instantly, you know?
It just pops up, you know.
I do just give them one thing. I love the pictures on the side because you're like, ooh, that. Whereas like The Guardian and the SMH, like I go on those and stuff, but it's like, oh, I've got to read through to find where the gossip goes out. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, and halfway through a headline before you realise it's boring. And it's like, I've just read there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read.
It's like half the time I'm reading the ad thinking they're the article. I'm like, why are they talking about this? Like
small
motorcycle
penis medicine. This was in the news last week. What the hell?
No, No, Tom, that's just your algorithm, not mine.
No, that's for everyone.
Mine is special
underwear.
It comes
up for everyone. Those aren't Google AdWords. They're the different types of ads that come up for everyone.
On the weekend, my boyfriend's sister came to the Comedy Store and she said, oh, it's a small penis comedian.
About Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, they sat in front of me and they said the same thing to me. They're like, wow. Oh, we know you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, a bit chuffed. Look over at Cambo. How about that? She's like, you're the small dick guy. That's
true. This is what happens if you do 10 minutes of small penis material.
Yeah. It is.
But is that kind of what you want from the bit?
I suppose so. I don't know how to end that bit now because I did a charity gig on Friday.
Once, was a charity men with tiny penises.
Exactly. Yeah. And whatever this charity was, I will not name it, but it went down a treat. Let's just say that. But basically, I talk about having a small penis, and I used to end the bit. I've recently started ending the bit by saying, by the way, that's all a joke. My penis is actually normal size.
Oh, okay.
So if you felt alone until this moment and finally felt like you know someone else had the same issue as you, no, you're alone.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I thought that was funny. But then
did it get a laugh?
I said, well, it's gotten a laugh a few times, but maybe a few weeks ago, I think at Powerbomb, I said that. And a friend of mine happened to be there, and she said to me afterwards that when I said that, she heard a guy turn to his girlfriend and say, what a slap in the face.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So he was like a brother in arms.
I think so. Sorry, and I suppose it is, like, in the bit, I'm like, oh, body positivity, you know, like, should apply to small penises as well. So it is probably pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's probably mean, actually. Yeah. You're going to have to just sit
exactly.
in it and just
I think
let
I've got
them
to sit
think
in it.
You have a time, which you might have, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, let them think, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah,
that would be the right thing to do.
Yeah. Do you ever get recognised, Floyd?
For my small penis?
Yeah, tiny penis.
You mean as a comedian?
Yeah.
Nah.
Are they ever like Violin Girl?
Oh, I hardly, not much. I was once at the gym and someone came up and was like, oh, I saw you at the store. And then I was like, thanks.
And what did you say? You kissed them? You're like,
well,
that wasn't
a compliment.
Huh?
That wasn't a compliment. That was
now
just not.
You were quite mean to an audience member on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm
You're
really
You're getting
mean. I know.
Because what did you say? You said someone, or you said, does anyone else do that? And they were like, some girl was like, yeah. And you were like, oh, do you play classical violin to that level or something?
I know. I'm getting
and
more and more
destroyed
mean.
Destroyed the place. But I was like, meow.
What do you mean? You were saying that she didn't do as many grades as you do?
Oh, I had a little child once say.
oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
In a gig. This is how mean I am now getting.
I've heard of killing, but you gave birth.
No.
You created life. No. It's the opposite of dying.
In Melbourne, I did a gig and I said something like, oh, does anyone else play an instrument or something? And this 10-year-old girl goes, oh, I play violin. And I said, oh, that's so cool. And then she goes, and I also play the recorder and the piano. And she lists like 10 other instruments.
Gotcha.
And then I was a bit mean to her.
What did you say? You can't just say then I was a bit mean to her. What did you say to this poor 10-year-old?
Said you little bitch.
You said you don't
fucking
lie to me.
I want three words maximum out of you and then it's back to me.
The recorder's not an instrument.
Don't you hate a child with self-confidence? I couldn't stand that.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you've got to let them, what if their parents are clearly there, right?
Maybe
if they're 10.
Do. Well, yeah, but I think maybe you do as a white man, but I didn't. I was just shitting on her and the audience were liking it.
Oh, you think it's probably meaner if I do it,
I think
I
men
guess.
Can't get away with it.
God, another blow to us. Jesus
it's
Christ.
You know what's not illegal, though? Thinking it.
Well, I mean, you
sometimes
always
I'll still think mean stuff.
Do you think she was lying? Because I remember once a kid told me...
she didn't play the recorder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe the recorder. What else did she say she played?
She listed like 10 instruments. That's why I was like, okay, there's no need to go on about
Yeah.
And then she kept talking, being like, and I also get singing lessons. And I was like, okay, honey.
Oh, that's not a brag. That means you've got a bad voice. You just need to get lessons.
Totally. And I don't agree with that. Like, Prince did it, and probably he's maybe an exception, but people who show off about playing, like, lots and lots of instruments, it's like...
They're probably bad.
Those people are bad at all of them.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not a good thing. Once you get past three or something, it's like,
I feel like whenever someone tells you they're good at something, they're probably not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless they're famously good at the thing.
Yes.
Like if someone's like, hey, I play basketball on Thursday nights, you're like, are you good? And they're like, really good.
Do you guys say you're good at anything?
Well, I recently, for the first time, really lent into saying I'm good at something.
At what?
Oh,
running.
Yeah.
Because Taunton is going to go in the City to Surf.
City to Surf. 14 kilometres. 14 of the best.
Crazy.
Because I've been running a lot lately.
He has.
I've heard you've been doing yoga.
Yeah, I did yoga on Saturday.
That better
have
been true. So otherwise, that's crazy.
I was so stressed.
Rumors
of yoga
happening before it's manifested.
Saw it on the Daily Mail.
Daily watching a mail from binoculars as I follow him around. And you're
I told Floyd about it because it was a very stressful yoga session because I was thinking about all the stuff I had to do in the morning. And then I got there and they're like, it's a 75-minute yoga session.
75.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, my day is just out of whack.
Can they do that? Crazy. Just make it longer than usual?
Well, I didn't know. My girlfriend took me and just didn't tell me. She was like, you'll love this. And it was just, I was the last half an hour in Shavasana, I was just like, I've got to get out.
Like, you're like, could we please make the oms a bit shorter after out? And that will cut easy 5 or 10.
We cut 20 seconds off every pose. I would have been out of there so much quicker. Yeah.
It's easy, madam.
So Tom and I, I was like to Tom, do you want to do the City to Surf? And then he was just like, I'm the best runner. I'll destroy you.
And I think it actually only is, I felt comfortable being cocky about it because I think the time's passed where it no longer applies. I used to be good. So now I feel like, it's like 10 years ago, I'd had humbleness about it. Like if someone brought up running, I'd be like, oh yeah, am I right? Because yeah, you don't want to be an asshole. But now it's so long ago where I'm like, I'd fucking destroy you.
It sounds like you will destroy me.
I mean, it really could go either way.
Have you been for a run yet since the prediction?
I'm more unfit than I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
Now.
You've got long legs.
But I have a natural stamina ability of running. At least I used to.
He looks like a runner.
Hopefully that will continue. But why would it? I haven't done any fucking, I don't do much exercise.
But this is the arrogance of when you, because Nick Cody's got a joke about this. Said he went, never been skiing before in his life. And they were like, do you want to go in the beginner's class and get lessons? And he said, why would I? I was very good at footy 15 years ago. And it's true.
Yeah.
Because it is like, I'm
still confident.
Yeah.
And I previously have been confident, gone in long distance things, not trained, and then just still done pretty well. But at some point, like with LeBron James, who's just been kicked out of the playoffs, that stops working just in your life. LeBron.
Well, that's what they say in fighting. A young man always beats an old man. It doesn't matter how good the old man is.
Yeah, what about two people who are almost precisely the same age?
Yeah. Well, but you've got it more... Because what happened, Floyd, I went running the other day and I did...
So you're training for it.
I've been doing the park run running races on Saturday mornings, which are like 5K, which is not far enough, really, but I've been... It's
you're doing like 4 minute.
I'm doing like 20 minutes. What? I did 20 minutes 16. No, 20 minutes 20, 20 minutes 16 the other day, which is quick.
That's for five.
That's like 4 minute kilometers. That's
and you're still
good.
Saying I'm a great runner.
And he's still like, this is crazy. If he's does still that. Like, he'll destroy me. But I can't.
But he
keep
says
that
he's
going to 5 kilometers.
He reckons he's going to fall off a cliff after 7-8 kilometers.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's true. If that's true, then
an old man came up to me.
Your fitness up.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think I need to start doing some.
What are you doing? 14Ks.
Yeah.
You probably need to start doing 10.
Yeah, I know.
We have a bet.
Shut up. Tell
me what to do. Adrenaline will get you like the last, I reckon, 3 or 4.
Oh, absolutely,
to get in the habit.
But it's also like I need to get my body conditioned. I don't think he is because it's like...
I've got to win by 8 minutes to win the bet as well.
I want to come watch this
race. Well, Jared's coming.
Oh, he's not running though.
No. He's putting money... But don't you have to wear a funny hat? That's part of the deal.
I want to put money on this.
Because I'm getting a handicap, by the way. I didn't bring this up.
No.
So Tom's giving me, what did we say? 9.5 minutes.
8.5 minutes.
Imagine why are you giving him a handicap?
No, because he said he's so good.
Because I was talking a lot of shit.
You're gonna die.
I don't think he will. He look at his body, Floyd. Have a look.
She's looking and she's not impressed.
He's got a runner's body.
Yeah, I just it all depends about how much you fall off.
But it's not. He's got like a. Yeah.
Have a real look.
I am.
Yeah, that's not.
But this
impressive.
Is like a marathon-y. Body and 14Ks isn't a marathon. So like, you got to get a bit of speed in there.
No,
but a marathon body.
Like,
maybe
40Ks. He's done it like sub 1 hour before and stuff. He's done a 3 minute nine minute 3K.
I just think if you're
literally
doing...
when I was 15, I was great when I was 15.
Yeah, but you've got no. I'm 31. You're just burning.
I think
at that
you can
age.
Do it. I well, exactly. So this is what happened. So I ran my.
This
I came,
is a tactic. I reckon he's pumping you up so that you do no training.
That's what I mean.
That's my dream. That he does.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, but also he has all the opportunity in the world. Though I haven't been running this week, so I'll have to do it this week.
Yeah,
but So I
do you want
Monday.
A beer later?
It's Monday.
You have a beer
Isn't
or I'll
it
just
Monday?
Not drink?
It's out of water.
It's literally Monday. You haven't been running one day.
I meant last week. Oh, right. Yeah, I might go, tomorrow.
Okay.
But so I do this run. I come 17th out of 300. Okay. And I was like, and this
for
old
park run.
Park run. This old man comes up to me and he's like, he goes, kid, you got something. It was like this old box. But he said, I've got the worst running technique he's ever seen in his life.
You do.
That's what he said about me.
That's what I want to hear.
He said, I kicked my legs up at the back. way too. He said, I'm wasting so much energy. So I spent days just watching videos on how to run properly.
That is crazy.
Just with this English guy in a park talking about trying to glide along. Wow. I watched Kathy Freeman win the gold the other day and in slow-mo.
And does she not just like, her legs she's, up?
No, it's like her legs are going out in front of her. So yeah.
What's Usain Bolt's style? By the way, he's style. A famous person.
Yeah. He's up there.
He is a top famous 20 person. Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
A fast runner. That is like, you know, there's not much money in running or swimming, but if you're just real quick at it, people are like, oh, that's something I can get behind.
the graph of how much you get paid from like first to second and third and fourth in the world
isn't most of it though. It's in sponsorship deals.
Like how much does the third best get sponsorship wise?
But it's like it's still that Matt thing. Sherrington no one really cares.
And you're still so and fast.
Yeah, now he's a Fox Sports presenter still. But it's like that 100 meter sprint or the 2 400 is still like arguably the biggest event at the Olympics.
Mm. Oh. I reckon the biggest.
The 100 or the 400?
Well, I think that I would say the 100.
100's the sexy one.
Yeah, not the 400.
Oh, the 400's pretty
it's
still, big.
It's good.
Not the 200's exciting.
The 100 as well. Yeah,
I agree. The 100 is incredible.
It's
like
it's done in 7 seconds or
yeah, it's
six
because
seconds.
It's
what do they
just
do then?
You don't want to have to
you
stick
know
around for longer.
Like ripped, their arms are ripped as well. I'm like, what are you doing with all that muscle?
They're sweating.
Get them through the end. Is it under 10 seconds that they're doing it?
Yeah, if you're good.
Wow.
Have you tried to run 100 recently? What do you reckon you could do it in?
Let's go do it after this podcast.
I would love to. I was
this
trying
is
to.
Now a fitness now podcast.
I want to know what. Yeah,
it's about fitness challenges.
I played golf yesterday with a group of friends, and there was like two groups of four, and we had a big tie. It was pretty exciting, and we played as teams.
Right.
So one team versus the other, and they were like, "What sport should we play to like?" Have a playoff next
also
time.
Also, you were tired at the end.
Yeah, so people were like, oh, we'll play lawn bowls or whatever. And I was like, why don't we just do a 100-meter sprint?
Why don't you finish it in the game that the competition was in?
Oh, because it was...
imagine
you tie it trivia and they're like, okay, boxing.
No, but it was
that's not what I signed up for competing in.
They were like not all new golfers and then the night... It was like the sun was going down.
You're meant to be good.
Oh, no, because it was... We were playing a form of golf called Ambrose where you play... All four of you play... And then you have to take the best shot. So it was, and then the other team had a few other golfers. So it was like I had all very new golfers.
What was your 100? Did you get your 100 meters time, or no?
No, we didn't do it. I wanted to do it.
So you don't race, you just show your PB.
You just say what your best was.
I was 15, fucking real good. Yeah, for sure.
I would love to do it though. Just have a see what I could do. Yeah. Probably it would be like 15 seconds. 14
I'd like
seconds,
to know
maybe.
What I could do it in, like. By myself, and then also like what I could do it if you like had like a tiger behind me or something. Like I feel like
no, but that's such a good
with
point.
With adrenaline, yes. I could do it.
But that's like these. You know? No, but that's like the city to surf run. You'll obviously go way quicker than you would if you did 14 alone.
Yeah, and sometimes you will have a big guy dress up as a
dress
tiger.
As a tiger,
you.
Yeah. Chase
no, but
you.
If someone's like chasing you with a chainsaw, then you do it.
You reckon that? But what if you did a? You reckon if you did a hamstring injury when a guy was chasing you with a chainsaw,
you wouldn't feel it.
You'd still be like, oh.
No,
and grab
you
back
feel it.
To some extent.
You don't
maybe
feel
a
pain.
Hammy, though.
You don't feel
pain when you've got that much
when you've got the chainsaw guy.
Because when I went to
Floyd
in New Zealand.
Absolutes is truly the best. You don't feel, trust me, you do not feel pain.
You don't. In New Zealand, I did this like maze. It's like you have to go quickly through this maze and it's like a scary maze.
It's a scary maze?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. At night time. And people chase you with chainsaw. I've never run so fast in my life.
They chase you actually like actors.
But it's not real. Or you can pay for the real version.
It feels real. My friend, I got it for her 18th birthday. This was like a long time ago. Mm. And she was crying the whole way through the experience.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
She, wow. You could say to the actors, stop, Christ. I don't like it. And then they would stop. But
that's pathetic then.
It's pathetic, yeah. And I was like,
stop it, I don't like it.
Just
stop it.
Every time.
Yeah,
they
deliberately did
it.
Anyway.
When you're running, you can't go stop it. You're running. You think you're going to die.
I would not be able to take it seriously because I'd be like, you're not going to kill me.
No, you will.
Oh, but
it
if they jump
serious.
Out and they've got a ring.
I'd still get scared, but I'm like, I'd be like, cut me.
It looks like a real chainsaw and it's
I'll
got the noise.
I'll sue you. I'm going to be a millionaire.
You know what real fear is? My legal team coming towards you.
Yeah, this mansion, yeah, I sued a maze. They thought it was scary. I thought it was an opportunity.
You could go into it with that attitude and try to get cut. Try to do my reader aura.
They're running away from you.
Just
it's the guy that sues you. You may look horrific, but I'm litigious.
Did you cry? You didn't cry?
No.
Oh, crap. Well done.
I was terrified, but I've never run so fast in my life. This is why I was saying. I reckon if someone was up behind me with a a chainsaw, like a or like a huntsman spider, I would.
Well,
run
if I get to the City Surf start line and you're there with a chainsaw running behind Tom,
they should do.
I'm going to put money on you winning, and then I'm going to chase you with a chainsaw.
I love it.
Get arrested.
Well, Jared's taking
be on
bets,
the Daily Mail, yes. And then my career
then
is going to go
them
crazy.
For defamation.
Maybe there should be like an Olympics event. Because people say that there should be like a drug version where people get to do to dope.
I'd love it. I would love it.
They should do a scared version where it's like 400 meter, but with a tiger.
Well, like no, that would,
I would just have whatever tactics.
What would a tiger
allowed?
Do 100 meters in?
And then you have one like the greyhounds with like a lolly that everyone's chasing.
Oh man,
or like $1 million.
Love
like
to see
of the stick,
Usain Bolt down at Wentworth Park. Imagine just walking to a pub in the TV and you're saying, just racing the greyhounds.
He would get fucked by a greyhound.
Oh, that would go.
But
so
still,
much
if you have
quicker.
All humans,
do they?
They're
then
quick, yeah.
Someone, wow. Like, what would incentivize, like, millionaire athletes the most? Maybe, like, a hot lady on the.
Really?
I think money still would.
Yeah, true. What else? Money they don't
I
care about?
More, no, fear. More. Enough money would.
What about their father's love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fear, I mean, fear is one, but what to incentivize? Mm.
No, I think if you enough money would still get them to do it.
Mm. Like, just like $100 million
like
or something.
$300 or $400 million or something.
I wonder if their times would be faster. You can
I
just
still
tell
think
them.
Fear. I still think going the
fear
way,
has another response.
You'll get them
totally.
To run
that happened to me once. I was going on a jog, maybe when I was like 16, and some lads like started yelling at me and chasing me. Like towards the end of my run.
Oh my
and
God.
I fucking picked it up for sure.
Oh really?
My God. Yeah, they were kind of far away enough where usually I'd be able to get away pretty easily, but I'd just run 5Ks or something, and it was like, oh, they just like yell. And then the kind of chasing after me, not like full pelt at you like a chainsaw, but like enough where I like had to run faster.
Wow.
And like you
did
could
you
feel exactly
on?
The...
No Strava back
no,
then.
Exactly. No Strava.
Damn it. I remember once when I was like 11, I did the school cross country or whatever, and I think I did enough to get to like the next... regionals or whatever it is.
Okay, mate. So my all dad right, was, we get it. Fuck, who am I up against
dude,
here?
Dude, imagine if I was hiding all this secret running, like,
also,
backstory.
You are? Didn't you get to state cross country?
Oh, but when I was like 12 or something.
Yeah, still. Yeah,
it's an aptitude.
But you did like, I mean, but that's like 3K. But anyway, so still, my dad was
like.
There's
aptitude. A lot of like trauma for both of you associated with running.
Well, no, this is what happened. So when I was 11, my dad's like, you're going to go train. Mm. And then he took me for a run and this big German shepherd chased me.
Oh my God.
And like, I think
did
he just
set
wanted
the
to.
German shepherd on. No, okay, sorry, just my dad.
We're going to go train.
Okay, you guys don't have daddy issues.
Imagine.
Boring.
He should have, though, because I ran quick, but the German Shepherd still got to me. And he just wanted to play,
you?
I think. No, it jumped on me and I fell over. I started crying.
Oh, my God.
And then I remember my dad was like, this is pathetic.
Was he angry at the other?
No, he was in a car next
really
to me.
Really turns into the cross country.
And then he was just like yelling at me and then just like yelled at the dog and the dog ran away. And then I was just like on the ground crying.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's so some real funny. Training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it didn't work as I...
Dogs run really fast, some of them. On the weekend, we were...
I was a little boy, so the dog should beat me.
On the weekend,
what,
we saw this,
beat
like...
a dog.
I cannot beat a German Shepherd. No, I couldn't at all, could I? No, you can't beat... I could only beat, like, a little one, a terrier.
Most famous dogs, Beethoven.
Or... Free... No, Lassie.
Lassie.
Mm-hmm. Air Bud.
Yep.
I know hardly any famous dogs. Well,
that's
what's
it?
The big Australian one? Big Red Dog.
Oh,
red dog.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Red Dog.
Big
that's
Red
a,
Dog.
No,
that's
another
one.
Clifford.
No, that's a real famous dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Clifford. So what were you saying before we got distracted?
I know. I was just going to say on the weekend there were like these dogs and a little puppy was running so fast and then this like big dog was running after it. And my boyfriend is like obsessed with dogs. So he like goes in the middle and is like acting like one of their owners.
Oh, my God.
And then
God,
the
pathetic.
Other. Yeah. I was like, they're not our dogs.
It's like,
fuck
off.
Like,
I
let's
hate
go
this.
On the walk. Yeah.
I hate this like competition at a cafe. And everyone's like, I love dogs the most.
Yeah.
Reaching it's like, fuck off,
fuck
let
off.
Him go.
I don't think Noah
dogs.
Does like dogs. I think he's pretending.
Maybe.
To be
do you want a dog? Have you had the conversation?
No, anyway, we'll get to that. But he's like, he's standing there acting like, and then the woman starts yelling at us, being like,
oh.
My puppy's gay. You need to get your dog on the leave.
I
and I was
said,
like,
my puppy's gay.
Yeah, me too.
That's like, my puppy is,
I was like, a homophobic attack. On Pride Week.
Of all weeks, leave my gay dog alone.
Yeah.
He just wants a baby Chino.
You start arguing, I'm not even the fucking owner.
No, yeah, and sorry. I was super defensive. I was like, it's not our dog. And I was like, oh, I'm
Totally.
Because he was acting. Noah was literally following them so much that it seemed like that it was our dog.
Yes. And was like, he trying to get them apart?
He was just being involved and like looked like he was taking pictures and shit. And I was like, they're not our dogs.
Just like he's absolute dead weight at that point. It's like, I got to cut you loose. I was out the front of a cafe on Saturday or Sunday. And this guy tied up his big dog, out the front on a lamp on a post, and then went into the cafe. And then this tiny little dog walks past, and then the big dog just breaks off the thing and goes. Oh. So I jump off to grab the big dog on the lead.
Yeah.
The big dog's trying to I think he just wanted to play, but scaring the shit out of the little dog. This other woman's like, control your dog. And I'm like, it's not my dog, but it was like, there was no way to prove.
It was your.
No, I was just trying to say, it was on King Street. There was just the other guy wasn't.
You know what
you
should have said? I'm gay.
I'm gay. It's I'm my gay, gay dog.
Leave me alone, okay?
Well, I have another funny story about dogs. My stepdad is Asperger's, and we went to a cafe recently, and there was like this enormous dog. We got to the dog, and we're like, "Oh, it's so cute," you know, like people in cafes.
Yeah, sure.
And my stepdad goes, "Oh, big dogs." He goes, "Big dogs, they don't live long." This couple are like trauma. Like, we don't know this couple. Like, everyone's going, oh my God, it's such a cute dog. It's so big. And he's like, yeah, they don't live long.
Death is near.
Yeah. Once they get to 10, it's all the heart can't take it. Can't pump the blood around.
It's just going on and on.
You ever met a retriever over the age of 12? No.
Exactly.
They might look happy, but they're not.
How old is it? Oh, how many years do you think you've got left?
Yeah. It's like a car. How many Ks have it got on it? Yeah. It'll be done
soon. Literally, he was going on and on about it. Then afterwards, we're like, you can't. You realize that was like inappropriate, you saying to them.
Do you realize that was funny?
Did he realize that it was inappropriate?
He's like, they do live not very long.
He's made a good point. I think he's made a great point. How did the couple take it?
Oh, they were traumatized. Oh,
I think they need to be a bit more practical.
How old was the puppy, you reckon?
It was maybe like a year old. So it was a big dog, but still like a puppy sort of thing.
Well, they'll be fine. Get over it.
They've got another, probably minimum 9 years left.
Yeah.
Provided it doesn't get, they also do get hit by cars more than little dogs.
They do.
Do they?
Did he mention that? Yeah, because they run out a bit more. Little dogs are scared.
Yeah, fair. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there is something about how much the attention the dog owners get, particularly at cafes, that I resent.
Oh. I think cannot some people stand it. Have you seen the guy who walks the three Dalmatians around?
Oh.
Have you not seen
him? I saw a little Dalmatian pup.
I saw a guy. I was having some beers with a few girls and a few guys, but the girls are the relevant ones here. They were having a smoke, and this guy, this is in Potts Point.
Yeah.
I think he had one of those kind of beret-esque hats or something.
The guy you were with?
No, the guy walking past with a chihuahua. And then one of the girls that I knew was like, oh, cute chihuahua. And he goes, check it out. He started giving it little treats.
Mm.
And then he put it on his shoulder. And
the chihuahua.
Yeah.
And they are small, yeah.
It walked up his arm and stuff, and he was giving it treats. And then he did some other trick with it. I think maybe he put it on his head or something. But he had
was
bits.
Was he flirting with her?
Was he a street performer?
No. He was just guy with, I mean, verging on,
and tricks with it.
But he had bits, basically, with his dog. This is extreme. But I think kind of a lot of dog owners, particularly the men, are kind of this way. It's a pickup tactic. It's creepy. It's
that
performative.
That guy with the three Dalmatians definitely
Where
lives
does this
around
guy live?
Here, like around Chippendale area. And I see him maybe once a month. And when I was at uni, he used to come onto campus and walk through groups of people to get attention.
Deliberately.
And attention is sickening. They all do it at the cafes. I was at Glebe Markets on Saturday, and this woman's got in a stall, I don't even know what they were selling, two shirts or something. But she was just standing there with this puppy just so people would walk past and be a crowd gathered around to watch this puppy eat dog food. It was
totally.
I was like, can everyone just calm down for 1 second?
Yeah. They're kind of liking it. I think on the opposite side, because I was at a cafe on Sunday and a woman came with two very cute dogs. She left them with someone who was already sitting there who was loving the opportunity to pat them. Mm. But the owner, benefiting already from the cuteness, came back. I was thinking, it would be a bit annoying having a dog kind of cute because people do kind of bother you. What if you don't want to talk to anyone?
Mm.
But then later she was asking, oh, can I have a serviette? My hand's a bit dirty. I don't want it to be dirty before I pick up my dog. People were giving her stuff. She was enjoying the attention, kind of playing the damsel in distress a little bit. And basically my assessment was enjoying it. And it's that's sickening, but also you don't want to be the other way is unfair as well, I think, because what if you just want to have a dog and then everyone comes and bothers you and you don't want to have lots of, oh, he's so cute, over and over again. I'm never getting one.
You're never getting a dog.
Too much attention. So, also yeah, here, this co-working space, they're allowed in here and they run around.
You're kidding.
One barked at me.
A dog, office dogs. Oh, I remember when I used to work on this like Fox Sports show, every Friday afternoon we would go to air on Friday night and this woman in the office would just
dog's bring the enemy of the Fox. Dog it's in. Weird to yeah, be on
exactly.
Fox Sports.
Yeah, exactly. And they bring the dog in and we're trying to like an hour from putting the show on and we'd be like freaking out and stuff. And she brings the dog into our office. She's like, look who's here. Like Henry wants to say hi and we'd be like, can you get the fucking dog? And she would be like,
Henry.
Talking, yeah, be in a voice being like, someone's a party pooper or whatever. And it's like, get some professionalism in your goddamn life.
And you can't be mean about dogs. People are just like, oh my God.
People think so that you're kind of, I mean, now I'm talking about me. Yeah, mean people and heartless.
Mean. People think I'm
Well, I mean, did you guys grow up
Sam
with dogs?
Sam said earlier today, I was me.
I think you're a mean person. That did you guys grow up with dogs?
I had a dog, but between the ages of 12 and like, you know, when I was 25, like a family dog, and I liked the dog. Never felt full love.
Oh.
Same.
Like just, you know, yep, it's there. Mm. It's cute. Yeah. Love patting it sometimes, but like not, it's, I don't personify it in this weird kind of.
I don't love it like a human.
No, not even close. Like, and that's crazy.
Okay, this is maybe controversial, but people grieve their dogs for like years.
Okay. Old people that I when they have no, like their dog is their only friend, I get, I get it.
But that's not who we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about. I mean, I think the whole dog thing
is ridiculous. People who maybe haven't experienced anything worse happen to them in their lives and they're kind of leaning into the grief a little bit.
People do love dogs. I'm not going to be like that. You don't, I think the way people carry on about dogs and act publicly is ridiculous.
Okay. Yes.
To me, there is nothing wrong with showing emotion for your family dog. When it is
showing emotion,
showing
for
emotion, but it's not
fine.
The same as a human.
Don't act like
it's not
the
same love you have for like. But are you your saying that people, your dad, or your?
I mean, who is being like it's worse than when my dad died?
People act like
people
it's
act
fucking
like
real. They take time off work, like a week off work, and they're like,
"I don't think you've experienced
this." You can't
take.
No, I meant so my first girlfriend, her dog died, and I remember I was on the golf course, and she was like,
"Get off,
Bella's about to go."
Yeah,
and I was like,
"What do you mean about to? Like gone into the vet?" Or
yeah, they were taking her into the vet, and I was like. I'm not coming to the. I'd had to take.
Coming
I'd,
to what? What did you
to
want?
To the funeral.
You wanted me to take her to the vet to like with the family to put the dog down.
Oh, ceremonially.
Yeah,
she
but
didn't
I was
want,
like,
she's like, it's an emergency. You're like, nah, got a few more.
Well, also, I was on the 14th. I was like, I was having a good round. I was like, I don't need to say goodbye to the dog.
No.
Totally. The dog had lost. It couldn't see anymore, and
this
was
is
like,
a fantastic example of what we're talking about. She wants you to come and just go
like
with the family.
Everyone else in the family went.
Yeah,
like
I think
all
we're
the brother.
Alone and
no.
Sounds like he's on his
I'm like, it makes sense for the family to go and say goodbye to the dog.
Sure.
If it was my dog, I remember I had a little dog that I loved that was kind of just mine when I was growing
up.
Loved it. I loved it. And it got mauled by a Rottweiler. And I was very sad when it died. But this dog, I was like, I'm not going to, I don't have to say goodbye to your fucking dog. It's like not my dog.
Yeah. Totally.
But everyone else in
Maybe
the family
you could have been
went
there
to
support your girlfriend.
Yeah, I think it's different when
look,
it's your own
look,
dog.
There's a myriot of reasons why that relationship didn't work out. That could be one of the
not
big ones.
Not just about the dog, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, when you look back, it had nothing to do with the dog, really.
No, she just wanted you there to help her through a tough time.
Yeah,
that's why it's about people.
Yeah. But no, I agree it's different. If it's your own dog, maybe you've got more.
I think there's an acceptable amount of emotion, absolutely, that you're allowed to express, and you're allowed to do what you want. But I think it's inappropriate to grieve dogs
in the same
in the
way,
same
as
way
a
that
human.
You would a
it's
human.
It's not the same level.
And
of course
people
it's not the same level.
Go too far to me to the point where it's getting into human territory where they want you to – basically I don't think there should
or
be any kind of –
Or when they get a dog and they act like they've had a baby.
I mean, that's
I
the
mean,
opposite
that's
one.
The opposite. I've seen this. This
that's
I've seen firsthand and it's like – It's some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
Just discipline the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
and also undisciplined dogs. Okay, can I just get this off my chest? My boyfriend's family have a dog.
Here we go.
So undisciplined. So it's a Vizsla. Do you know what that? They're like those beautiful, quite expensive looking dogs. Incredibly anxious.
Right.
Great.
So
I know a great 75-minute meditation course I could send it to.
Is Sam gone? Is that is that a canine back there?
Yeah.
I'll just put it in my place.
But he's
next to my girlfriend as I zip out.
Exactly. You said it was like a human, so it can be your new boyfriend for 25 minutes too long that this fucking class is.
So this dog, Jed, he sleeps in the parents' bed every
inside
night.
Inside the bed?
Correct.
Also gross.
Eats human meals.
Oh.
Eats
what do you mean, like meals? A My Muscle Chef meal?
Like curries, yogurts.
What?
Curries?
What do you mean a curry?
I'm God. Not joking.
You're picking up the shit and you're feeding it a curry?
Yeah, he's having like human meals.
Yeah.
This is
like
crazy.
Like pasta and yogurt and things. Mm. And then the mum... God knows, hopefully Noah doesn't listen to this. Like, it won't go
won't
out
get
for the day.
The first part.
Yeah, exactly.
Just us rehashing the conversation.
Like,
that was almost
me.
Deliberately
yeah.
done.
I'll just say it's the whole hour, is that? But the mum, like, can't go out for the day. Like, the dog can't be alone for more than an
Why?
Hour. More than an hour.
Yeah.
And when they do go out for an hour, they leave the TV on for the dog and
no.
they
No,
the TV.
No.
What
they no.
I'm not joking.
What do they put on the TV? Like, Lassie?
Like, Friends and shows
Friends?
That he would like.
Not for the dog.
Yes. So
shows that he would like.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's insanity.
It's crazy. And
That's
then when
actually
my boyfriend,
morally wrong.
When he tried to
That's
move
like
out.
Bad for the environment.
Yeah.
It's like stop wasting all this energy to keep this dog. You're probably making it more anxious. He's probably like, I'd love a bit of peace and quiet, but fucking Chandler Bing is making jokes in
no
the corner.
No wonder it's anxious when people come back. There's no laugh track. He thinks he's bombing.
He's just an anxious comedian.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm so jumping up on you. You're not doing anything. I jump on the TV. There's like, woo.
You said these New York crowds.
Wow. Just, yeah. I mean, that's...
And like... Not that we're going to do this now, but you know, we'd like discussed, oh, maybe we'd live overseas at some point and stuff. Mm. And Noah was like, oh, I don't know if I can because of Jed. And I was like,
so Noah's
he
drunk the Kool-Aid.
No, he doesn't. But like, it's
well, then, so what's the
relevance? He bought the dog for the parents as like a gift because they were struggling with all their kids leaving home and stuff.
That's what I was going to ask. So this is a bit
but
of
but then
the
they still call
home.
Him Noah's dog, but then like the mum can't be without the dog. Like, when she went to Europe, she was bawling her eyes out saying goodbye to the dog.
Yeah, like, I think it's unhealthy.
And like, they're literally
Wait,
like.
So what do they call the Noah's? Did Noah, as he handed the dog over, be
I guess
like,
he bought the dog.
But did he
like,
say
it's
this
our
is
dog.
Your?
Well, they call it his dog anyway. But I was like, well, we're moving out. So.
God, if given his name's Noah, you should have got
but
them
it's
two
like,
dogs.
I'm not. I'm not going to make
one
my
boy,
life
one girl.
Decisions.
Noah should get a little boat, pop the dog on there, and get a few more.
But isn't that crazy?
Build it all
to be
up.
Making your decisions about like. Like, say, example, like, oh, let's live in, like, the UK for a year or something. Oh, no, we can't because there's a dog.
That is absolutely
that's
insane. And that's what I was saying
crazy.
Yesterday about pet ownership, which is maybe one of the top things I resent about people who have pets. When you're at the pub or something, they've got to go home because of their dog.
Yes.
It's like, that's crazy.
That's
it shouldn't
crazy.
Be affecting your schedule. I don't think.
Well,
like it's not worth
it. If it's a little puppy, if you just got a puppy.
Sure, you get 3 months.
People don't train... I mean, it depends how long you can train your puppy. They're little babies.
You
know what I mean?
You don't even get them until 8 or 9 weeks. So they're already toilet trained when you get them most of the time.
Yeah. But I mean, it does. I mean, I'm from the school of like, you know, you kick, like you treat them like dogs. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have a counseling session with them and go, oh, you're okay. Which
yeah,
is what a lot of people are.
Like I feel
it's like they can't be alone because they get anxious.
Oh
is what
God.
I've heard, and it's like can't
friends.
Hang out. So it's like you can't hang out with the people
yeah,
in your
because
life
because of your dog.
Because if you're going home to your dog, it's like it's sick. It's like you're going to die, and when you're old, you're going to be on your deathbed.
I think
you look back at the numbers of what,
do you think it's
the
like
hours of your life you spent doing
a lot of inner city guilt though for people that have gotten dogs in apartments.
Yeah,
yeah.
They should
and they're like I've got.
Exactly.
A, yeah, no, exactly. I agree.
Just
it's like it's
not
really
a good spot for them. Yeah,
yeah. Because you're like you would probably feel guilt because you're like oh it's trapped in the apartment. I've got to go home and take it for a walk because that's quite a humane thing to do.
Totally.
Whereas the reality is it's like maybe if you're not in the position you shouldn't have
got
a dog.
You want your cake and you're eating it too and now you're feeding fucking
feeding
dog food
to
cake
dog,
to
watches,
a dog
to
that
a
you
dog.
Got at Surry Hills and you need to kill yourself. That's the saying, isn't it?
The dog's watching Frampton Central Perk so you give it a cup of coffee. You'll like
so
this.
So funny that he's anxious because he's not getting the laughs another time.
Oh, I think that's. I don't think it's right
think
to have television on for 8 hours.
Television's on. Well, I just think of like the environmental cost of that. Electricity running. But the heat is crazy.
I mean, it's crazy because
when
I was
little cute jacket on the dog.
When I'm round, they don't turn the heater on. I'm like, I'm cold.
No.
I'm not joking.
But also, you don't sleep in their bed as well, Floyd.
No, I don't.
No, she actually does do that. Yeah. No, it's
okay,
just
with
the
dog.
Is the
no, but like, say I go around for like dinner, they'll sometimes, if it's cold, they're like, oh, we'll not put the heater on.
Oh, my God. And like, you know for a fact that they do it
that
for
they
the
do
dog.
It
yes,
the dog.
I know for a fact.
That's
what are they
straight up
and
disrespectful.
Like well, I once suggested, like, why don't you just put them outside? And they looked at me like I was a murderer.
Do they have a backyard?
Yes.
Oh
a
my!
Big backyard.
They don't.
Is there a doggy door though?
No.
Oh, oh, you my pop God. A little dog door in.
Well,
it'll change
like
their life.
Way, no, no, because they don't believe in. They think that someone's going to steal the dog.
Right.
Who's taking dog? A full size like, dog is a burden.
I'm like, this is the most high maintenance.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Who's going to steal this dog? It's the most high maintenance dog you've ever met.
Totally.
It's a full time
dog. It's going to kill you if you put on Seinfeld.
I feel so bad for the dog. It's so, it would be so anxious. Like,
of course
it's anxious of their situation.
What's that word when you're like, I don't know, you like, coddle? What's
coddle them,
coddle,
yeah. Imagine a dog that's like a comedy snob. You put on Friends, it's like,
it's like, oh, really?
Maybe Nathan for you.
Okay.
Maybe then I'll stop being anxious.
Not this season.
Yeah, season 8, very interesting.
It just like vomits when
you
leave
the Joey, Jennifer Aniston storyline.
Do you not like that?
No, that's, it'll jump the shark.
Okay, who's the most famous Friends character?
Jen Aniston.
Okay, can you rank them?
In terms of fame or in terms of what I like?
No, because I feel like fame is all you like, so it'd only be one list.
You're obsessed. It's the same.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been thinking that you have kind of good taste, but really you only care about fame. You just measure it poorly.
What do you mean you've been thinking I have good taste?
Well, you like John Mulaney or something.
Yeah.
It's like I thought maybe you liked him because he was like good at his craft, but no, you just think he's the most famous comedian in the world and you're really shallow.
No. Okay, let me rank Friends.
Go.
Jen Aniston, number one.
Yes.
Of course,
Oh, then it's hard.
Does get tricky. Does get tricky.
Let me think. I feel like maybe it's Lisa Kudrow.
I feel like her not to...
She's been in a lot of movies.
But not to dis... She was in Mae Martin's show.
She was just in Feel
Which
Good.
I don't know, which to me is like a step down for her, maybe. I think she's on the way out.
But they're all taking a step down.
Well, some of them have taken
a
step back.
Joey's worked continuously. He's still working and stuff. He's got a new TV show.
Is the metric of fame the same as before? Photo, name,
Daily Mail,
recognition.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston, 100%.
Aniston's a movie star, legit. But the rest, I think you just rank it the same as it was when Friends ended.
Totally.
Which was what?
I think then you get down to like which ones have the most recognizable names.
Then Matthew Cox Perry was actually the most famous when they started.
Courtney Cox, I think, is number two.
Really?
No, I think Matthew Perry's still. I think that the success
Matthew
of
Perry.
Not Matthew Perry.
No, Chandler.
He's lost it.
Yeah, but I think
his
name.
He hasn't done anything for.
Yeah, but I think the name from Friends is still stronger than anyone else's body of work after.
Matthew Perry.
No.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? What's he done?
He's done.
No, I'm saying he hasn't done anything. I'm just saying it's just him.
Because he's got the best name.
I was almost going to say he's the
I'm saying the level of fame and popularity of his character still puts him.
Really?
Above the others.
You think that, what about Ross and Rachel? That was the biggest thing
I feel like people liked Chandler much more.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Am I wrong in saying that?
He wasn't my favourite character.
Ross is clearly the worst character.
You just think you're Chandler.
Ross is
the worst
character.
I don't think I'm definitely not Chandler. I know a lot of guys
think
they're Chandler. I'm Ross.
I'm Chandler.
I think Ross is hilarious. You're Chandler.
Fuck off, Floyd. Actually, saying I have a marathon runner's body and I'm not Chandler, this is bullshit.
I'm probably Joey because I'm always like the one trying to chase
I don't think you're
fame
dumb enough.
And pretty dumb. Yeah, in a friendship group, Ross is like too nerd. I wouldn't be as like sooky as him.
I'm definitely Ross. But you got to lean into it. He's kind of the funniest.
Great.
He's the funniest character.
I think he's the funniest.
You think he's the funniest?
He's definitely the funniest guy.
Mm.
I think Lisa Kudrow's maybe the funniest. Don't know. She's got really good lines.
She did have a great career post. I think she's probably a bit. Maybe she's third then.
I think David Schwimmer is up there.
David Schwimmer.
He's in like
you
OJ.
You think Courtney Cox is too?
She did. Yeah, she went and did a bunch of movies.
She was in Scream.
The Cougar.
So you're saying Chandler could be last?
I think he's last. I think Matthew Perry is crazy. He was like, he's done nothing else.
23 again with Zac Efron.
I do love watching. That is good. I do love watching the series Friends. All the seasons, like seeing his weight fluctuate.
That's one of my favorite things. Yeah, wasn't he on coke like real hard for a few of them?
So is it him coming off coke that makes him
get
fat?
He got so fat, and then
does coke make you fat?
Oh, I think both ways. So I think excessive partying as a result of cocaine addiction.
John Mulaney's not fat at all.
I mean, but I'm so sus on whether like I just think he's.
You think that's an excuse to get out of the?
I'm like, he probably did two lines and it fell off the wagon.
True.
It's like get
and
me to rehab.
And now he's
going to
have a special where it's like he's so vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm like because he was doing it a lot because he said he stopped when he was like 20. I'm always just sus on people.
Moshe Cash
is like, I was an alcoholic at 13, so I quit. I'm like,
bullshit.
Were you? Or did you have four UDLs one night? Like,
exactly. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, but I guess exactly. Whatever substance issues.
But maybe America treats alcohol differently to Australia and New Zealand.
They do.
I think so. Yeah. We
have you noticed the difference between New Zealand and Australian alcohol consumption culture?
I don't know. I grew up as a teen in New Zealand, so I wouldn't know what it's like as much here.
You didn't go to the bowling club once a warrior style, drinking like long necks out of a crate.
I mean, New Zealand, like when you're a teenager, the aim is to get blackout drunk. Like that was the aim totally. Of the night, which is pretty crazy. Now
that I mean, and then you got home from school.
Yeah.
Chandler.
He is the Chandler of the group. I'm Joey. I didn't understand it.
Joey. I was implying that they were getting blackout drunk at school.
Oh, yeah.
Insulting their whole school system.
But nice. Then I was like, why is it school at night?
Oh. Did we say
like,
night?
Because I was like, are you going to night school?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's I was too literal on the whole thing.
Yeah,
I was like, could you say that was the aim of the night? And Tom's like, then you got home from school. Oh, and I was like, you're at night school. It is different in New Zealand.
Yeah, wow, you are, Joey.
Well, it's night there and then day. But yeah. No, like teen-wise, no difference between... Like people would go to a park and drink on a weekend and try and get blackout drunk.
Yeah. I mean, it changed based on the school I was in. I used to go to like a rough school and then I transferred to like a posh school.
What was the difference between those?
The rough school was co-ed, and that was the one that my family wanted me to go to because it was like, I don't know, just they wanted me to go there. And then
it is funny that parents wanting you to go to co-ed, they just want you to be like good with the other sex. They're ultimately trying to get you to be good to fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it's important. You don't want to have you would be worried if your kid was like 40 and or 35 and a virgin.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this because I send them to that school?
I think you'd be worried before that. Not at 34, just like, not a stress in the world.
Well, you wouldn't know.
But in a week's time, this is going to get ugly.
But I'm a great runner. Joking.
Exactly. Fuck, Anna.
No, but what was I saying? Oh, the co-ed school I went to was really rough. Like when I was 12, I must have been 12, like they had someone turn up to school with a crowbar and have a massive fight. And then I remember at the Blue Light Disco, like someone had gotten...
Hang on, what's a Blue Light Disco?
Oh, it was just like the disco.
The dance.
That does sound like
Blue Light. Are they all doing heroin? That
like
does
sound like a 1960s thing. Yeah, I'm like 12 or 13. Or 80s Blue Light Disco.
Yeah.
People getting like absolutely drunk. I remember, I think I was 13 and I was in maths class and the girl next to me was like, I just had an abortion. And I was in like, this was when I was in the bottom maths class because I used to be really bad at maths. And I was like, I've got to get fucking better at maths.
There's no abortions in maths one.
Well, I was like, shit, I was 13. I wasn't having sex. I was like, oh my God.
Totally.
I've got to like, fucking I've got to take She's my intellect.
Bunch of steps
and
ahead.
And it did. I got a lot better at maths.
Oh my God. It's the fear. It's the chainsaw. It's like,
you're good at maths. No one is going to fuck you. Yeah. So you won't have the chance of an abortion, I guess. Like the math works out, is what I'm saying.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then posh school?
Posh school, no, hardly.
No drinking?
No drinking.
I mean, there was drinking, but they were all, you know, it was like after the ball or something. It wasn't like every night. Like people cared about their grades and stuff.
At the other school, Blue Light Disco.
It was like at the posh one, the ball. Yeah, it was like the lead up to like a ball or like.
Yeah, but did you have like a dance or something and you'd get drunk before it?
And you'd been invited to your other,
noting
schools.
The different terminology at the different schools. At one school it was the Blue Light Disco, the other one was the ball. It's like, we've taken a move up here. But was it the abortions
Was
there.
It in like a same, because to me a school dance, ball, Blue Light, it's just on a basketball court somewhere. An indoor basketball court.
Okay, yeah, so that was the shitty school. Shitty one, the big one, like
you have you ever heard of Cinderella?
Literally was. They got like I think it was $30,000 or something just to decorate the school so that it seemed different. So they'd build this big tunnel, and each year the ball would be a different theme. I can't remember what it was.
They built a tunnel.
Yeah, and so you'd go through, and it would be like
To enter.
Yeah, so the school
was in a tunnel. It was actually like special, and it cost a lot. It was in this tunnel, and it was like really freaky, and it definitely wasn't cost cutting. It actually cost them money.
You go through the tunnel to the like hall, but it doesn't look like the hall anymore. They've like completely redecorated it. Yeah, it was crazy.
Far out, and so people would get drunk there.
I mean, you should have a drink if there's that much money. It's like you better have the best night of your life.
Totally.
So, yeah, that people would drink, but it was less.
I remember once at my school, people, it was a big commotion on a Tuesday afternoon. These kids got caught drinking goon in the toilet.
Really?
And, they got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because they were like, we'll just get blind drunk at school.
Yeah, that's always a...
I think that they had a lot of fun on the weekend and they're like, let's continue this.
Oh my God, benders into the school day.
Wow. Or maybe they were like year 8 or 9. I mean, I don't think they bended in. I think they were like, we'll just do this at school now.
Yeah, because like you're having fun.
Yeah.
And you're like.
In the UK, I went to school in the UK for a bit and they lock the bathrooms like at. What? During the class time.
They've got weird things for bathrooms.
Yeah, and you do, and you get locked in there because they think you're smoking and stuff.
Well, yeah, kids would always be smoking in the toilets at my school.
That's a weird thing. Like in England as well, or at least in London, the public toilets, you have got to pay to go in there.
Oh. I know.
So they've got weird relationships with toilets. Like they don't think everyone needs trust to do it. They don't. Yeah, they don't.
Don't trust us at
all. Although they are nicer than the toilets here. Like, fuck, I'd pay a dollar to not go in the toilets.
Interesting.
In Australia,
I went into a 7-Eleven toilet today. It was so bad. So bad.
That toilet in the Comedy Store is terrible.
Oh, that's all right.
The one backstage. Oh, you can barely open the door.
Think about the grates that have shut in there.
I know. I did go into that toilet after, you know, hypothetically someone was
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
He did a big dirty cocaine
Oh, my
shit.
God. They did a big shit.
Was it a big famous person?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought might have been one of their like stuff.
Shit? It didn't smell like shit, so but they weren't there long enough.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's
so maybe
fun.
It was just a really clean shit.
Interesting.
Nice smelling shit. Famous
so,
people.
Yes, for the listener, someone who will not be identified may or may not have taken a shit, but Floyd may or may not have gotten to smell. So
if
pretty cool.
Listening from the Daily Mail, all three of us would love to talk about it with you.
Exactly. We want to be famous. We would love to be famous.
True. We'll upload. God, if I ever make it into the Daily Mail, you'll know I'm sorry.
I've been, because I got in a lot of trouble once doing a segment on The Project as true. I offended a lot of people.
Who did you offend?
A lot of people on welfare. I was doing a joke.
You went
about
on a racist rant on a bus.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. How did I not know that?
I mean, it wasn't racist, I thought.
Did you not get
He was
canceled?
Very angry, to be fair.
Oh. I was angry and I was feeling rage and I just went off.
Where did you post it?
No, what happened was I did a segment.
It's not true.
I was trying to live.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to live on the minimum. Trying to live on the amount you get from the dole to prove that it was too much.
For a segment.
And as a funny joke.
To prove that it was too much.
I mean, to live.
Yeah, I got weirdly cancelled for this segment idea.
But
I was trying to say that
as a joke. We worked out it's like $40 out with a joke. I think I spent $22 on avocado on toast to kick the day off or whatever. Yeah. And then it was like,
you were being flippant.
They were flippant
in an area that people are quite serious.
Yes. Oh, and then they were very. Everyone was angry about it. Mm. Yeah.
Did they did they like put it on their show or no?
It went to air. That's why people got upset. Oh, if it didn't go to air, no one would have known.
Oh, I see. Right. So it wasn't the project that was angry. It was.
Oh,
the
they did an apology. Yeah.
I mean, how many people were angry though? Because that's the thing. These articles, they see some tweets and they go,
I got told I
tweeted
a few. Die. A few people.
Why were they
A lot
angry
of people did
this?
Tweet me actually, like DM'd me and were like,
you probably got some followers.
You should
out
die.
Of it.
No. It was just a lot of messages being like, you and Peter Hellier and Georgie, whoever was on that, you guys are bad people. You should die. You don't know what it's like to do it or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But,
and you're like, I do. That's the whole point of the segment.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. I was stealing toilet paper as well. Because I stole toilet paper and they were like, you're implying that people are criminals. It might have been in bad taste. But I was just like, toilet paper. Yeah.
But that's not the same as like whatever.
But it's also like implying that it's like if you only have $40 a day, you've got to, you know, do shit to make ends meet.
Yeah, I feel like you
also,
were punching
I was
up.
On the, I've been on the dole for, I was on the dole for ages. Yeah, so I was like, that's comedians. What I would do. I would steal toilet paper every day.
Also, I think it's like having a bit of fun in these areas. People equate that with like disrespect and thinking the issue's not serious when really sometimes it's comedy's a way to breathe air and get awareness around these issues.
Someone walked out of the big famous person in the Comedy Store.
What do you mean?
A woman left.
On account of it being offensive?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Said, not for
she
me.
She said, no more.
Jesus time's Christ.
Mulaney, time's up.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That cook habit cheating on your eye.
Yeah, it's not on. That's interesting. I wonder what.
Annoying he's dating Olivia Munn. That's
why?
Annoying. It's just typical.
Because it's not you?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the undercurrent when people get.
She would love it because she loves comedians, Olivia Munn.
Is it because it was too quick after the last
one? Because
she's
so beautiful. It's like, oh, God. It's obvious. It's so obvious.
And you
of
thought
course.
He was better than that.
Yeah. His ex-wife, will soon be ex-wife. She was very beautiful.
Not as famous. I mean, she's pretty, but she's like Olivia Munn. Like, you just, it's like Irina Shayk or whatever her name is. Like, if your ex started dating them, you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
It's like when I brushed up with Rita Ora. It's pretty similar. I could have brushed up against anyone.
That's my favourite part of this podcast, is you said that you brushed shoulders with her, because you meant it literally.
I mean, I literally did. Yeah.
So were you grumpy when Tyka got together with her?
Yeah. Everyone was like happy. It's like, Tyka's great. And I'm like, he's...
Fuck Tyka.
Fuck, this guy's getting in my area. Which is the shoulder.
I would like to be in a thruple, and we could share this beautiful woman. I would like the shoulder region, and you, and I will not touch anything else. And every now and then,
I like her shoulders.
You'd settle for that.
I'm a fan.
You can
of her
just
shoulders.
Have the shoulders.
Apparently, he's been. I know a few people working on the wall. He's just been absolutely having sex with everyone on set.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Even like the
is he recently
young
single?
Runners got divorced, I think. Yeah. Wow.
Years ago?
Maybe not.
He was with
whatever.
His wife for a long time.
Yeah.
Could then be single as like a really famous person?
Well, that's the other thing. It's very obvious, isn't it?
Very loved. I don't think he could get me too'd.
Oh.
Oh, you wait.
You wait.
People love spinning it.
Maybe if I me too him, the thruple disbands.
It is crazy. If that's true, it's like, that's risky.
That is risky. Yeah. How do you know this?
Daily Mail.
Oh my God, having a read some more.
This podcast is brought to you by the Daily Mail.
It's now a fitness podcast about celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
We should send this. I would happily take a Daily Mail. Like, we should see if we can get on their podcast network. I don't know if they have one, but it would be so funny if we were on the Daily Mail.
Daily Two Mails.
Daily Two Mails.
Daily Two.
And a guest.
Daily Two Mails. We could have a gossip guest every day.
I'm willing.
You're back. Get back next time.
Willing and a warped sense of who's famous.
Who I talk about, people will be like, what?
This man who did a racist rant is the most famous man alive, because that's the last article I read. On to the next guy who's farmed the biggest banana in New South Wales.
Let's
the
get
most
your
famous
guys
man.
Running race in the Daily Mail.
Oh, we'd love to have
it. We could send a press release out about it.
Oh, a genius to do it. Two comedians having a running race for not for charity purposes.
Not for charity. Raising money for themselves.
Should not even raising money. We're just playing for a pub meal, a I think, and a drink after.
But then maybe if people wanted to bet, because I think Jared was talking about that's the line, if someone wanted to bet with on someone else, about the winner.
Then I want to bet.
Maybe speak to Jared about putting
talk to
a bet on.
But who's Jared he going McGowan. For?
Yeah. It's unclear. He thinks it's an appropriate kind of like
He's
line down the middle.
He's privately messaged me. He might have done it with you as well.
No, he hasn't. Oh, my God.
Saying get training champ.
Oh, really?
So he's going for
I think he wants, he's backing me.
Oh, my God.
I would like to see both of your running styles
He likes to see
before.
Me fail.
I don't have heart. I think I'll collapse on Heartbreak Hill.
Interesting. Heartbreak Hill is piss easy. It's actually like...
I mean, when you were 15, it might have been tough.
But it's not even steep. Like, it's, it's a bit of a misnomer.
Which one is Heartbreak Hill?
Exactly.
Is Heartbreak Hill part of...
It's the one up near, like, the posh private school, or the two of them, like Kambala and then that other one. It's not that steep. It's quite long.
It's a bit of a run, really. It's a bit of a...
Yeah.
We should wrap this podcast up.
We should. High above the lights of town, here on Heartbreak Hill.
Thank you.
great to have you here. Thank you very much for coming. Have a seat. Emmy Lou Harris, ladies and gentlemen. That's great.